Blake Burris with KJAN Sports, and today I am glad to have on the other side head coach of the Shenandoah Mustangs, Ty Ratliff. Coach, thank you for taking time out of your day to meet with me.
Hey, appreciate the phone call.
Coach, you were defeated this past week by the Underwood Eagles 49-0. What made the Eagles so difficult to stop this past Friday night?
Well, you know, they're very skilled in a lot of departments. They've got great receivers on the outside. They have a couple talented backs. The quarterback, he definitely put the ball on the money for those receivers to make some big-time plays. And, you know, unfortunately, we were just unable to stop them once they got rolling. We came out strong, had a good first-series stop. And then, you know, it was the opposite way from there. But, we definitely struggled offensively. Our passing game wasn't quite there. You know, we just weren't getting open how we were accustomed to. They did a great job on the defensive side of, shutting our receivers down. So, you know, it made us difficult to move the ball there at times. But definitely thought, you know, in the second half we came out and, you know, we held to the score they were at. And, we played for that second half and, you know, tried to find all the positives that we could coming out of that game.
Coach, your team had won the two previous weeks before. So what was kind of your message to your team that, hey, that really wasn't us that past Friday night. We just let one kind of get away from us and get back to winning mentality for football?
Yeah, definitely. It's one of those games, you know, you got to learn from it. You got to grow from it. But you got to put it behind you, too, in the same sense. You know, there were as many things that went wrong. You know, like I said, we still tried to find the positives from it, watching the film. And use that as a tool to grow going into this week. So, you know, I think our kids responded really well to that message. They came out. We had a great week of practice, we're ready to roll for Friday now.
Yeah, this week now you're on the road at 2-3 Red Oak. What do you know about the Tigers leading into Friday night?
They definitely have a strong rushing attack. You know, they've got a really good running back who, he runs hard. He fights for every inch, every yard. And never gives up on the play. I mean, and that stands out clear as day on film and everything that we've heard about him that, you know, they like to run the ball and he's a tremendous runner. So we've got to be ready to shut that down. We definitely have to be better tacklers, be more fundamentally sound. You know, there's a couple times, again, like I said last Friday, that I thought we were in position at times, but we did not make fundamental or sound tackles. And this is not a week that we can afford to do that. We've got to be clicking on all cylinders on the defensive side to make sure that we shut him down.
Coach, no shock, but when your team has been at its best this year, it's been when your quarterback, Jade Spangler, has been in rhythm. How do you get him going early on Friday night and create that rhythm throughout the entire game?
Yeah, Jade, he's a competitor. He's able to do it through the air. He's able to, do it on the ground. You know, if our offensive line comes ready to play, I mean, the sky's the limit for the kid. If we give him a little time, he can put the ball on the money. And, you know, he's a shifty back as well. He runs like a running back, and he can get out in space and make plays. He's not afraid to throw the shoulder pads and run hard. So, you know, getting him going early is always a bonus for us. He is kind of that spark plug for our offensive unit. And, when he's on, I think everything else is going pretty strong as well.
In a game like this coming up on Friday night against 2-3 teams, how important will it be for the defense to kind of make some splash plays, big plays, and try to create a couple extra possessions for your offense?
Oh, tremendous. I mean, that's one thing that we've got to do. We've got to get those three and out stops. You know, we've got to create turnovers. You know, they threw the ball a little bit more this last week, but, we've got to be ready to make plays when they do. You know, whether that be, you know, getting a few interceptions here or there or getting a strip, you know, strip from the running back, whatever the case may be, you know, those extra possessions are big-time plays, and those are things that we've got to make sure that we come away with. Winning the turnover battle, you know, that just gives our offense that next opportunity to punch another one in.
With a chance to get back to .500 this week, what is the one main key that your Mustangs have to do to get back into the win column?
We've got to stay focused. We've got to keep this football game and minimize the mistakes, you know, on the field. Too many times we shot ourselves in the foot with penalties, some misreads or misalignments, things like that. You know, in a big game like this, we can't afford those types of mistakes. Those can be very costly in the long run. You know, and it's their homecoming. They're going to have a lot of energy. And we've talked to our kids all week about matching that energy and raising the level and, you know, playing Mustang football. You know, we got to play the game our way and get after them physically. But most importantly, we've got to be ready to keep our composure, stay strong, and, you know, keep our energy level high.
That is head coach of the Shenandoah Mustangs, Coach Ty Ratliff. Coach, thank you for your time.
Hey, appreciate it. Thank you.